Ah, welcome to Movie Magic.
We would be honored if you would join us.
5, 6, 8.
5, 1,000, 4, 1,000, 3, 1,000. I am the father.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Are you one of those single-tier people?
All the dogs in King's Landing howl through the night.
They cry out for their true queen.
I'm Batman.
Name's Bond. James Bond.
One of them leads to the castle at the center of the labyrinth, and the other one leads to certain death.
Go ahead. Make my day.
He sounds like quite a man.
A passenger has died on the train.
Who gave the order to kill me?
Movie Magic with Colin Gomez, Money FM, 89.3.
Commence primary ignition.
Last weekend, I took a break from my list of some of the greatest war movies ever made to bring you some of the saddest movies ever made. Now, if you missed that episode, you can always log on to our podcast page and click on Movie Magic. Previous episodes are archived on that page. And while you're there, you can also check out our past episodes on Money FM that might interest you, like Hashtag Wanderlust with Timothy Goh. Or if you want to know more about your money, Michelle Martin has a few tips for you. Or if you want to know where or what to eat or how to eat the right way, there's always Burns Bite with Bernard Lim. These are just some of the shows that you can listen to if you miss listening to them when they were broadcast live on Money FM 89.3. Now, I'd like to continue with the list of some of the greatest war movies ever made. My brother-in-law, Ron, is a retired U.S. Marine colonel. Now, he rose through the ranks, and when he retired, he was one of the most respectful officers and trainers that the U.S. Marines had to offer. More so because he rose through the ranks by being involved physically in the wars that the U.S. was involved, like both the Iraq wars and also the one in Somalia, which a lot of people have forgotten about. Now, according to my brother-in-law, Ridley Scott's film Black Hawk Down was close to what happened in Somalia. Now, in the movie, two of the mission's Black Hawk helicopters were shot down by enemy forces. The Americans, you know, being committed to recovering every man dead or alive, stayed in the area too long and were quickly surrounded. Bullets, bazookas and grenades were exchanged, and the firefight was a merciless 15-hour ordeal and the longest ground battle involving American soldiers since the Vietnam War. And in the end, 17 soldiers were injured and 18 were dead, along with hundreds of Somalians. Black Hawk Down was voted one of the top 10 films of the year by the National Board of Review prior to its limited Oscar-qualifying release. Some of the actors in this movie are Josh Harnett, Ewan McGregor, and Eric Bana. Yes, the Australian actor whom Ang Lee chose to be in his version of The Hulk.
Movie Magic with Colin Gomez, Money FM, 89.3.
Now, in an earlier episode of Movie Magic's Greatest War Movies Ever Made, I mentioned two Clint Eastwood-directed war movies that should be watched back-to-back. Well, from this same director, Clint Eastwood, comes American Sniper, starring Bradley Cooper as Chris Kyle, the most lethal sniper in the U.S. military history. But there was much more to this true American hero than his skill with a rifle. So yes, this is based on a true story as well. U.S. Navy SEAL sniper Chris Kyle is sent to Iraq with one mission: to protect his brothers in arms. He earns the nickname Legend because of his pinpoint accuracy. However, his reputation is also growing behind enemy lines, putting a price on his head and making him a prime target. Chris serves through 4 harrowing tours of duty in Iraq, and upon returning home, Chris finds that it is a war he can't leave behind. And that's what most soldiers go through: PTSD. Now, initially, Steven Spielberg was supposed to direct this movie, and he left because of budgetary issues. Well, we all know that Spielberg is also awesome in directing and producing war movies. I already mentioned Saving Private Ryan and Band of Brothers in a previous episode of Movie Magic. But did you know that he has 6 other war movies under his belt? Well, kind of, 5 or 6. And it's hard to rank them all, as they're all very good. Tom Hanks teamed up with another war movie with Spielberg, and this was back in 2015, titled Bridge of Spies. It's a period drama, and it's about a spy trade for a fallen B-2 pilot. Remember Empire of the Sun? It was one of my favorites, and it follows a rich British boy living with his expatriate parents in China, who's separated from them and later taken to a Japanese internment camp during the Second World War. Now, back then, I did not know who this young boy was or who he would grow up to be. This very young boy in this 1987 film was Christian Bale. Yes, Batman. Now, aside from showing a mostly unknown part of the Second World War, which was the Japanese occupation of China, the film also has some fantastic scenes and, of course, the excellent production values. However, the film has never really connected with a large audience and it is a little bit underappreciated. I, however, like this film and I also have the poster. Then in 1971, Steven Spielberg, the director of such massive hits such as, you know, Jaws, Raiders of the Lost Ark and E.T., released a film that to this day most audiences haven't heard of. And for a good reason. On its theatrical release posters, it was advertised as a comedy spectacular. But it's far from a comedy. There's not a single laugh in this film set in LA as panic sets in over the attack on Pearl Harbor. The late John Belushi runs around with a lot of energy attempting to be crazy. You know, Spielberg's fascination of World War films with those propeller warplanes spills over in TV productions as well, like The Amazing Stories. And I know Indiana Jones is about archaeology and not war, but you know what? It has those propeller planes and it has Nazis in them. So I thought I'd just play you the theme from Indiana Jones. And coming up right after this, I will reveal what do escalators, yep, you know, the one that takes you up and down, and a Steven Spielberg movie have in common. I'm not sure if you noticed, but I had to edit that Indiana Jones theme because the original version, well, that is actually 7 minutes long. Not that I don't like it, I love it, but we don't have time to play the whole thing. If you've just tuned in, you're tuned to Movie Magic on Money FM 89.3, and this is part three of some of the greatest war movies ever made. I'm Colin Gomez. Now, Schindler's List is another of Spielberg's movies. This won Best Picture at the Oscars, and it's based on the life of Oskar Schindler. The story is well known. Now, Schindler is a German industrialist opportunist, and although he was part of the Nazi Party and did business with the Nazis didn't know that he was actually protecting the Jews running his factories, even though he knew that if he continued to do so, you know, it would bankrupt him. He didn't care for the money. He cared for people's lives. It is filmed in black and white to give it that World War feel, and this was one of the films to truly show the horrors of what life is, or what life was in the concentration camps. You know, it's a difficult film to view because of the horrors that it shows. Like a psychopathic camp commander that kills camp workers on a whim. Children hiding in the bottom of a, you know, toilet outhouse to hide from Nazis. Jews being gassed in the chambers and so on. So don't say I didn't warn you if you haven't watched this very well-made 1993 film. And the next time you're on the escalator, well, I want you to look down and check out the brand of the escalator. It's normally there before you step on the escalator. It's most likely Schindler. Now, here's a little trivia about Steven Spielberg. He has 7 children and he lives on a ranch with 10 horses. Now, one day, one of his daughters encouraged him to make a movie based on the book titled War Horse. I know, it's one of those movies that you might have watched and not realize that it's a Spielberg movie. This 2011 film was a big box office success and was met with positive reviews. The film was named one of the top 10 films of 2011 by the American Film Institute and the National Board of Review, and was nominated for 6 Academy Awards, including Best Picture, 2 Golden Globe Awards, and 5 BAFTAs. It's a series of stories set during the First World War that are interconnected by the horse, a horse that ends up fighting in the trenches of the First World War. It's not everybody's cup of tea, though, but most animal lovers, especially horse lovers, would love this film.
Movie Magic with Colin Gomez, Money FM 89.3.
Now, before Jim Caviezel's role as Jesus in Mel Gibson's 2004 film The Passion of Christ, he acted alongside Sean Penn and Ben Chaplin in the 1998 movie The Thin Red Line. Now, I'm not saying that he didn't act in other movies between these two, but I thought I'd highlight this movie as it was the return of director Terrence Malick to feature filmmaking after a 20-year sabbatical. You know, watching these movies reminds me of my National Service days when we used steel heavy helmets like the ones used in The Thin Red Line and Full Metal Jacket. Now, I wish I had those helmets, you know, one from the good old days. Mel Gibson directed a World War movie too. Hacksaw Ridge is the extraordinary true story of Desmond Doss, played by Andrew Garfield, who, in Okinawa during the bloodiest battle of World War II, saved 75 men without firing or carrying a gun. He was the only American soldier in World War II to fight on the front lines without a weapon, as he believed that while the war was justified, killing was nevertheless wrong. He was an army medic, and he single-handedly evacuated the wounded from behind enemy lines, braved fire while tending to soldiers, and was wounded by a grenade and hit by snipers. Now, that's what I call a hero, just like the nurses and doctors helping us during this pandemic. Now, A Blast from the Past is the classic 12 O'Clock High. Now, it has a strong performance by Gregory Peck and, of course, the supporting cast. The character he plays is harsh, unemotional, but as the film goes on, the general grows with his new company of men and experiences battle firsthand and the loss of others that changes his character. Now, I did mention that this is a classic, right? It's from the year 1947, so don't expect any super CGI like you see in today's movies. like in the Apple TV movie Greyhound, starring Tom Hanks. It spotlights this much-overlooked chapter in naval history. Now, is it based on a true story? Well, in short, no. As the trailer states, Greyhound is inspired by, rather than directly based on, actual events. And Tom Hanks plays a fictional character, a commander of a U.S. Navy ship christened as Greyhound. It reminds me of my, you know, Navy days when I used to throw up quite a bit, you know, when I felt seasick. Now, this movie is set in the winter of 1942. Greyhound, a nod to the nickname of the USS Keeling, a destroyer under the commander, features Tom Hanks as a newly promoted officer tasked with leading his first transatlantic convoy through the waters known as the Black Pit. And it's black, all right, because this movie is gloomy from beginning to the end. I think I've mentioned this before on a previous episode of Movie Magic, that this movie is hard to watch through a projector unless your room is in total darkness. It has great CGI, is well acted, and it has a great story too. My goodness, I didn't realize that my list of some of the greatest war movies is actually super long. This is part 3 of Movie Magic's Greatest War Movies, and I still haven't finished my list. Well, I'll have to leave that for another weekend. For now, we're fighting another war. A war against COVID. And it is tearing nations and people apart. If only we can put away our differences and live as one. I'm Colin Gomez, and this has been Movie Magic on Money FM 89.3. Here's you too with One.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now? You got someone to blame. You say one love, one life, when it's one need in the night. One love, we get to share it. Leaves you, baby. Come here to play Jesus.